The UK Report.
With Adam Gilchrist, he's on the line. Good morning to you, Adam.
Morning, Steve.
I see that the pilot of that plane that Emiliano Sala was on is a father of three, a gas engineer, who said before he took off that he was a bit rusty on those controls on that plane. That wouldn't fill you with confidence.
No, it's a bit worrying, isn't it? Dave Ibbotson, yeah, he talked about the instrument landing system, the ILS, saying he was a bit rusty with it. There was an element of joking about, because he was sending it to fellow pilots and so forth. But there was also an element that's come out now that the Argentine footballer who was on board the plane that went missing, as you say, Emiliano Sala, basically was sending a message where he said, "I'm on a plane that looks like it's going to fall apart." And he mentions how it's making strange noises. It's not very long after that that the plane basically, we think, had to ditch in the English Channel. So they've called off a second day search again as it's gone dark. We're 48 hours on now. And frankly, nobody thinks that these two can have survived. There was a theory earlier, I have to say, that they thought maybe they'd piled into a life raft after impact. And that was doing the rounds that we could yet have a happy ending. But not now. I think that's got to be it, hasn't it? And they may not even resume the search tomorrow.
Yes, search is suspended, as you say, because it's now dark. Talk to me about this canine crime buster in the UK.
Now, apparently, this is a real thing. This can happen. A criminal gang has put a death bounty on the head of a sniffer dog. Scamp, a Springer Spaniel with an expert nose and bright as a button, he's an absolutely lovely-looking little dog. He has tracked down millions of pounds in illegal and smuggled tobacco. Apparently, he can also sniff out bundles of money, which is a pretty handy talent, isn't it? Scamp works for a specialist detection dog service that mainly gets employed by local councils, but occasionally by police forces. It's not actually a police dog. And he has tracked down huge amounts of smuggled cigarettes. I mean, they reckon £6 million worth of smuggled cigarettes in his time. It's now come to light, though, that he's been so successful that a gang has put a £25,000 bounty on this dog. His handler, Stuart Phillips, doesn't elaborate, but he says there have indeed also been death threats towards his dog. Well, what a strange world that is, eh?
Very strange world. Tell me about this insensitive board game that's been on sale.
Yeah, I can't imagine why anyone would want to buy it. But anyway, this is a board game based on the Salisbury Novichok attack.
What?
Which has been panned. Bear in mind that we're talking about an attack in which a woman died, Dawn Sturgis, and four others were affected in a very bad way, including, of course, the Skripals. Now, a Russian businessman called Mikhail Bobba is selling this game. You compete to be the fastest to travel across Europe. You end up at a finish line in Salisbury, and there are characters in hazmat suits to welcome you there. As a former mayor of Salisbury puts it, this is a kick in the teeth. There again, it is only last month, just before Christmas, that the Russian broadcaster RT was sending chocolate models of Salisbury Cathedral out as Christmas gifts. There's something in the Russian mind that doesn't quite sit well with us, shall we say.
Exactly right. Thanks, Adam. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in the UK.